Over the past several months, the Saratoga Springs City Council has been discussing a plan called inclusionary zoning. The idea is to create more affordable housing in a booming city by requiring a portion of new housing developments to have units set aside for low to moderate income households. Real estate prices are soaring in the Spa City, with the average single-family home price listing over $500,000. During a special workshop on the proposal Tuesday, called by Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen, the plan was met with skepticism by bankers and builders. Mark Hogan, vice president at Saratoga National Bank and Trust Company, gave one example where he believed it would be difficult for seekers of an affordable unit to finance new construction.
Most financing that I do, probably 80% of the new construction financing that I do, is construction loans. Most of the builders that are working here in town are not financing their own properties. They're all being done by the individual.
The bankers raised concern about several pieces of language in the bill. Developers echoed the bankers. Developer Sonny Bonaccio claimed the devil is in the details. He argued with Commissioner Mathiesen and insisted that the bill include more specific language regarding zoning.
I appreciate you listening zone by to all zone. My concerns, Chris. I really do. Thank you.
Zone by zone. I'm saying
zone
by zone. I'm
just saying that from day one, I've been saying that really the city needs to be bold and say, we're going from 70 to 84. We're going from 1 acre to 3/4 acre. And then put those in all the zones. It's literally a lot easier than we're making the argument to be. Then we can go in and say, at least we have a right for that.
Developer John Witt also wanted more specific language.
There's things in the ordinance, the mays, the shalls, the grant relief. It's wishy-washy, and I don't trust it.
Witt also said that building a new single-family home in Saratoga Springs for a low-to-moderate-income family would be difficult, claiming margins for builders are already small. The discussion stretched on for well over an hour. All councilors expressed concerns. Here's Public Works Commissioner Anthony Skip Scirocco speaking to Mathiesen.
It's, you know, I commend you for bringing this forward, and, you know, but I think it needs a lot of work, and I think that's, you know, where I'm at.
So we need to, as soon as possible, hear from everybody.
At the end of the discussion, councilors agreed to revisit the issue in 2 weeks. Mayor Joanne Yepsen spoke to WAMC afterward, saying she still believed an inclusionary zoning policy could be approved.
So I do feel very positive about it. I know that the need and demand are high, and I do hope that council has the political will to further this proposal and pass something in the near future.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.